Your fruit's a little bit safer. Microsoft is ready to redefine your experience. And new phone, who dis? All these stories and more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by the Salty Soul Foundation. Since 2017, Salty Soul has removed over 20,000 pounds of trash in Florida and California. Visit saltysoulfoundation.org to support this organization via direct donation or purchase of their merchandise.
Good morning and welcome to the September 6th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent. Back from an amazing Labor Day long weekend. Feels like I haven't really done much, but what an awesome weekend. The weather is awesome all week. Incredible. What about you, Ray? What did you do? Anything exciting happen?
There's sun outside. There's wind outside. I feel like I haven't left this chair, but you know, it's been phenomenal. But the real question I have for you, Tony, are you into crypto?
Possibly.
Have you ever received free crypto?
Get out of here. No.
So there's a story I saw that crypto.com, major crypto wallet, crypto marketplace, blah, blah, mistakenly sent $7.2 million in crypto instead of refund. Oops, to somebody. Now, what do you think? You know, they did the only thing, the only logical thing they could do. The person receiving the crypto, instead of reporting it, tried to transfer it out to a cash account and spent.
Took it and ran. I'm out of here.
Spent $1.3 million Australian, which is about $890,000 US, on a 5-bedroom house for her sister. I mean, that's quick. That is.
But can you blame her? I mean, okay, first off, let's go back to the previous episode. I love philanthropy, doing things for other people. The very first thing, you know what? I'm going to buy something for you. I'm not going to buy a boat for me. I'm going to buy something for you.
That is, I mean, that's awesome. I don't know the timeline of this, but I mean, they're like, ooh, money, ooh, my sister, ooh, house, done. Like,
did she have the receipt for the house? Do you have to like have the receipt? What if you throw the receipt away?
I don't know what you do with that, right? Like, you know, and that's, anyway. So that's pretty crazy. Maybe I'll pick Wes Spencer's brain on that, on like what the protocols are for it. But for now, my fruit is protected.
Looks like Apple, the big fruit that we all know and love, they are overhauling their built-in Mac anti-malware you probably didn't know about, as shown in ArsTechnica.com, a story by Andrew Cunningham. Macs don't have a visible anti-malware software built in it, at least not in the same way that Microsoft does with a highly visible Windows Defender software. Apple began to include rudimentary anti-malware protections with macOS versions in 2009. Called XProtect, this is a system service downloaded and installed for new malware definitions in the background. Apple has added multiple anti-malware features to macOS, Gatekeeper, App Notarization, System Integrity Protocol, the Sign System Volume, and access controls for hardware and software are all, in one way or another, about proactively protecting system files from being tampered with and making sure that installed apps do what they say they're going to do. The malware removal tool, MRT, acts more like a traditional anti-malware software scanner, periodically receiving definition updates from Apple so that it can scan for and remove malware present on your system. There appears to be a new XProtect.app feature that's been added to Monterey Big Sur 11 and Catalina 10.15. As mentioned in Apple's most recent platform security documentation, this is a familiar name for the new app that replaces the old MRT. XProtect app appears to scan for known malware much more aggressively than MRT did. Ray, let's talk about this for a second. I'm not an Apple fanboy, which we will completely disagree with coming up on my next story. But I literally, look at that. I say, I'm talking about Macs. He goes, yeah, I just got three MacBooks right here. Unreal. But here's my question. Is this Apple getting into, both feet into the antivirus game? They used to be immune to the hacks that we hear about with Microsoft all the time, but those days are gone. Are they now stepping foot into, let me phrase that, are they stepping both feet into the antivirus game? What are your thoughts?
This is ridiculous because Macs don't get viruses. So this is such a waste of time for everybody. No, I appreciate that they're doing something. I appreciate that they're taking it seriously. Even if the concern is not widespread or prevalent, I appreciate they're taking actions to protect against what could be. I'm completely good with that. You don't put firewalls in place. You don't put IDS, IPS, endpoint protection, DNS filtering. You don't put that in place because of what's already happening. You do it for your best effort to protect what could happen. So I'm completely down for that. Maybe it'll get some of those people that feel they're safe from Macs, or they're safe using Macs because Macs don't get viruses. And of course, I'm being sarcastic when I say that.
Thank you.
But maybe it's when they're saying, okay, well, even Apple is taking malware seriously. Maybe we can get some of those Apple users to also take it seriously. Now it's a relevant concern if even Apple is saying, we're going to start working to protect against this, even though Apple has pretty fantastic security. I'm not denying that. We can always do more. I'm good with that. Tony, you're not an Apple virgin at all. I've seen your MacBook out there when we do our
No, our I don't have a MacBook. I look at a MacBook and I'm like, well, how does this thing work? It's kind of like a what are those called? Oh yeah, pen and paper. When you have one of those, I'm like, how does this work? I've used it in the days of old, but no, I'm a Windows guy. I always have been. But I will say that, you know, the audience that we have understands this, that the bigger the target, okay, the more probability something's going to happen. Hard drive parity errors are like, you know, 0.000015. Well, if you have, you know, what are the odds of that happening? But if you have a 16 terabyte drive, well, now the odds are a lot better there of it happening, that parity error happening, than on a little, you know, a 4 gig drive. So you have to understand that the Mac ecosystem is much smaller than the Windows ecosystem in the IT world. Consequently, the amount of attacks are probably going to be less, just sheer numbers and statistics. But them getting into this game, locking things down, taking it seriously, it makes me happy. And I'm really hoping that the MSP community can somehow leverage this from a management, a monitoring, and more importantly, a reporting perspective for their customers that are using Macs in addition to the Windows PCs.
So I don't worry about that stuff. I use RAID for backup, so I'm fine. I'm kidding. Because I know our audience, they're going to be like, well, Ray uses Macs and he uses RAID for backup. He has no idea what he's talking about. Now, I'm a Windows person. This is Windows. I have my Macs for specific MMN specific projects, but I agree 100%. This is awesome. Great. Next story.
What about the next story, man? What do you got? I know there's something nice happening.
Our next story is the experience preview for Microsoft 365, written by Amisha Bhatia on Microsoft.com. Microsoft has launched a preview of Experience Insights. The software provides an overview of various experience metrics for Microsoft 365. User metrics include product usage, in-product feedback, data on help content, and net promoter score values. Microsoft says that since user-level data privacy is a top priority, the software will only aggregate at the tenant level. In addition, these insights are only available to report reader roles, global admins, and global readers. Admins can use the information from Experience Insights to determine whether users need updated recommendations and support resources. Select apps and services offer data on feature-specific usage, recent advisories, and incidents. Experience Insights is available to clients with more than 20,000 seats in a targeted release program. Moreover, only global admins and readers will be invited to try the preview of Experience Insights. Microsoft also says that it's working on a solution for smaller companies, too. Tony, 20,000 seats or more. That's pretty much the entire Microsoft partner market, right? I mean, that's everybody.
You know, I'm gonna go sign up for that right now because you know that's
Well, I don't know if you know, but you were one of the first people to do multi-tenant exchange.
I just wanted to be sure. Okay, that was out of sheer laziness. It was 100% laziness. It was
all
me
the best
saying
innovations are.
Okay, I'm going to put this out there publicly. This is 2003. I said, hey, we can do hosted exchange. There's no such thing in the world as hosted exchange. And we get this little pizza box, and we put another pizza box with another pizza. And we have three pizza boxes, 1U servers. And we have a different instance of the operating system with Exchange in there. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to load balance this. And I said, oh, and all of this, by the way, is literally running through a Netgear WRTG45 firewall. I swear to you. That was in 2003 with actual customers in hosted exchange, the first ever. But out of sheer laziness, we decided to move away from that. But my point is that particular, what happened there was the spawn, and it was the keystone to an avalanche of activity. And now everybody has a multi-tenant, or they want a multi-tenant solution, not because it's cooler, it's just easier to manage and maintain. And there are literally two sides of everything. There's the execution of it, and then there's the maintenance of it. And everyone forgets about the maintenance side, and they execute for all the MSPs out there. You know, what you want to do is you're thinking all this available business out there. We talk about this all the time, Ray. Let's go do home service for the executives of the owner of the MSP. Ooh, now you got to maintain that. And it's just a nightmare. So sometimes you have to figure out where the juice is worth the squeeze, and then the automation of something. So maybe this particular solution that Microsoft is rolling out for something so large can slowly but surely be parsed out and modularly decoupled to scale to the smaller businesses. Maybe they decided to invert it and go, let's start huge and then break it down, as opposed to running everything behind a WRTG 45 router firewall.
I mean, as ridiculous as it sounds to say, okay, well, we're going to start with these mega partners, I can see it because there's fewer of them. So there's fewer administrators, there's fewer companies involved. I get that. I completely understand that. And I'm with you. This stuff will trickle down eventually. Actually, speaking of your hosting on the W54G, the WRT54G, I was reading a story this week where the original Microsoft 365, originally Office 365, was hosted on Microsoft's bare metal servers that were not Azure. They were a completely separate component because Azure could not support it at the time. It was too new. So actually, I was listening to this with Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley on Windows Weekly. And they actually, Microsoft had separate data centers with separate physical servers hosting the original Office 365.
That was called the syndication program, by the way. That was the Microsoft syndication program. Yeah, it was different day back then. Different day.
Back in my day. All right, before we clue our audience into exactly how old we are,
Let's talk about my story. Let's talk about my story.
What is your story, Tony?
Oh my gosh, did you know what's happening tomorrow? Tomorrow, the Apple iPhone event. Yes, it's happening. It's shown on TheVerge.com. Story by Nick Barkley. Apple's iPhone 14 launch is tomorrow. So excited about this. The reveal of the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. There's three different features expected from the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. An always-on display, a feature that the Android phones have had for years. We all know that. The 48-megapixel rear camera with a larger sensor, better for selfies. And a screen that gets rid of both the notch in favor of, a smaller camera cutout. The iPhone should also get, the Pro phone, should also get the A16 processor chip, potentially have two new colors, blue and deep purple. Yes, you said that correctly, or hear that correctly. And also a 30-watt faster charging mechanism. Rumors have also been swirling about the iPhone 14 coming out with satellite connectivity. This is a really exciting story we just covered last week. And additionally, the new Apple Watch Series 8 SE and Pro. And finally, the next generation of the AirPods Pro. Now, Ray, I am not a fanboy.
That's not what I was going to mention.
But I'm so excited.
You took the words out of my mouth. And to remind you, Tony is not an Apple fanboy.
I'm not a fanboy. Listen,
needless to say, you're a little excited about this.
The reason is because I don't get a new car every 4 or 5 years. I wait, 10 years. I am that old. And I drive it into the ground. I drive my phones into the ground. So I'm actually excited and I appreciate what I get. I'd like to remind everybody listening to this right now, everything you have, every single thing that you have, you once dreamed about. You aspired to have it. And you lose that appreciation, unfortunately, with time. The things you love become less and less and less, fewer and fewer and fewer, but the love becomes more intense. So when you do have something new that you're waiting for, it's just you appreciate it. So my iPhone 11, as I jump to the 14, I'm excited. I'm excited. I know. What are your thoughts, Ray? Are you going to go get more MacBooks, your three or four MacBooks that you just got?
So I get it. I completely get it. When I remember the days where I used to like go out and get my Nokia, where I could play Snake and do my TRS-9 or my T9 typing. Or my Motorola. What was it?
The StarTAC.
You had
the IP550.
Oh, there was one jack. There was like an Ace jack or something like that. I forget. Anyway, but you got what I'm saying. Like I used to legit switch out my phones every 10 months. I was also 20 and very stupid with my money back then, but I did it and I enjoyed it and I completely get the excitement of it. I completely get the excitement of new products. Like I said, I bought a MacBook Pro and then I did the smart thing and I bought two more MacBooks. I don't know if that's a smart thing, but I did the thing, so I get the excitement. I completely do. And I get when you're so tied into something where you're passionate about it. Look, you've seen all my gear. You've seen my cameras and all my, all my toys.
Your toys. I thought I had a lot of toys. Your toys. My toys are a crumb in your loaf of toys.
With all the wonderful productive things you do, if iPhone is your thing and you want to get excited about that, I absolutely support that 100%. I do the same thing. I have I learned something new about my phone this past weekend or like 2 weeks ago. I have the Samsung S22 Ultra. We were watching a TikTok and they showed somebody zooming in and the S22 Ultra has 100x zoom. And so you can zoom into the moon and you can actually see like the texture of all the craters and all that stuff. And
killing my fanboy, non-fanboy. You are killing me.
I will share the picture because you will not believe the picture. But for time, I'll have Phil edit it in. Just pretend it's Anyway, but I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. So I get it. I mean, the phones today are the gift that keeps on giving. Whether it's new software gets released or malware definitions get put in or you get new functionality. I mean, I just learned I can use my cell phone as my ATM card. I never carry my ATM card. Never, ever, ever. It's in my wallet and I never carry my wallet. It's now on one of the payment cards because I went to the ATM and it also had the touch to tap like I pay everywhere else and now I have it there. I love this. So I get the excitement about phones. I want to know if anybody of our audience is going to get the new iPhone. Are you standing in line or that's not a thing anymore, order online or whatever? You're going to be waiting for it.
I'll save a place for you if you want to just cut in.
We'll have a line party. Tony will be hosting it. We'll have some, we'll be grilling some kielbasa and some corn.
Chorizo. I'm going to go old school. No, I would love to hear from everyone. Are you going to upgrade right away? Are you going to wait a while? Is there any benefit to waiting? Are there some people like me that just wait cycles, like every other cycle, every third cycle until your phone is just dead? Or frankly, are you still using the old Motorola brick phone? Is that what your gig is? I would love to hear, how do you handle these upgrade situations? Is it something you jump on or you just wait a while? Ray, what's the best way to get a hold of us? Is there a good way?
I think there's a phone number, 833 MSP Network. Leave a voicemail. Let us know. Give us your feedback. Hit us up on email, news@mspmedia.tv, or hit us in the comments below.
Oh, we love comments.
But for now, everyone, let's get into our notables, huh? First notable mention, Building the Defense Against Ransomware, written by John Murchison on Channel Pro Network. Ransomware attacks have led the government to issue reminders for companies to improve your cybersecurity. And since it's in the best interest of MSPs to protect themselves and their clients against cyber threats, some best IT to follow include educating clients on security to help them better understand it and become more responsible. Gives other items such as implementing backup disaster, BDR processes, MFA, and for setting it up for all apps and RMMs, as well as building, maintaining, and actively monitoring for your security stack to minimize oversights and vulnerabilities. These are not new items you've never heard before, but I'm always a fan of actionable lists of items you can take in and start doing immediately, and this document provides it. We will include the link in the show notes below. Tony, what about you, man?
When techs go rogue, as mentioned in ChannelProNetwork.com, how channel pros can reduce the odds of rogue employees wreaking havoc with their clients. The article goes through the values of MSPs, frankly, trusting their technicians with virtual keys to an end user castle. But as they say, some people aren't always who they seem to be. And there are multiple examples in this article talking about technicians that say one thing, but end up doing something that was very, very detrimental and harmful to the end customer. In the end of the article, Lawrence Cruciana, the president and corporate information technologies, an IT cybersecurity provider in Charlotte, North Carolina, suggests following best practices by separating duties and limiting access rights, along with having clearly written policies and robust audit logging that is centrally maintained with a trigger-based alarm system built into it. In our community events, on September 7th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Build It Better discussion group presented by Everything MSP. On the 7th and the 8th, an in-person event, Channel Pro SMB Forum 2022 in Washington, D.C. And on the 8th and 9th, another in-person event, Robin Cybersecurity Marketing Roadshow in Chicago, Illinois. And finally, on September 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the MSP Dispatch weekly wrap-up presented by yours truly and Ray Orsini at the MSP Media Network.
Tony, speaking of all those awesome shows we have on MSP Media Network, people should check out. We have this awesome one. Last week, we released with Mario Gallego with Aaron Bolton. You should maybe be on it. It's 38 at 38 with Aaron Bolton.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
I dream about being on that show.
I really think you should. I can maybe make an introduction to can Aaron. You? See if I'll do my best, man. He's a pretty nice guy. and he's all about the junkyard fire. So I think you guys will like really connect. I think you guys will get along. But that's it for this show. If you liked it, give a thumbs up. If you didn't, hit it twice. You've heard me say it before. Tell a friend, like Rich Banky says, hit us an email, news@mspmedia.tv. Shoot us a phone call, leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-NETWORK, or leave us comments below, or on socials, and all the other wonderful ways to meet us. Tony, this has been a whirlwind of an episode. I appreciate you, dude. Thank you so much. And I have to say, I like the light shirt with the waterfall. It's very sexy. It's very Tony. So I appreciate
this is a real waterfall. I'd like to point out this is a real waterfall. Everyone seems to ask me all the time, but in Florida, that's what we're known for here is the hills and the waterfalls. But Awesome long weekend. So glad to be back. So many cool things happening, and we've got an awesome week ahead of us.
I appreciate it. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Be safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
You're ready? Let me change. Jeez, hold on. Show.
Hurry up, dude.
Oh, geez. Like,
wait, am I minute the that's exactly what I did the minute the outro started playing.
Yeah, hold on. You guys heard that? Hold on.
That needs to be in the bloopers, dude. Yes.
In Dresden, I like just almost killed myself with a hanger. Hold on.
Yeah, you're good. Is that too fake?
What, your background?
Yeah.
No. Nobody thinks there's a waterfall behind you.
You don't know.
If there's anybody in the world that has a waterfall behind him, it would be Tony Francisco.
Are we playing, just so I understand the positioning, are we playing like the weekend's over, or are we going to mention this is pre-recorded?
No, we're gonna play it like this is the weekend's over.
Tuesday. Awesome. Yep. Awesome weather. It's Florida. Great. Yeah. Hope you all had a great Labor Day. My waterfall is tired today from the long weekend.
I almost feel like I didn't go anywhere.
I almost feel like I literally didn't even move from the seat. It's just
I feel like I've been here all weekend.
Yeah, that was really funny. Mute. It was so good.
Eight cents. All right. So,
8 cents. Just so everyone knows, no blooper. I'm getting him mad so I can lure him into hate sex. That's what it's all about. Okay. Go.
Okay. So,